I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Brittany from Bellingham.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Eighth grade math teacher, Kennedy Brittany is.
Oof. Oh, I would fail your class.
I don't think so.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right, here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture things. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win the $100. Just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you, and she is over in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready, Brittany?
Yes.
24 years ago today in 2001, Jennifer Lopez married her second husband, Chris Judd. They were divorced in January of 2003. Who was J-Lo's most recent marriage to?
Ben Affleck.
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got married Saturday. Guests included Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Paul Rudd, SZA, and countless others. True or false? Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift do not have a song together. True or false? False.
False.
Question number three. Former Office castmates Kate Flannery and Oscar Nunez won the $1 million question on the season finale of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Spoiler alert.
Wow.
Oscar has a new Office spinoff show on Peacock. What is that show called?
The Paper?
The skateboard that Tony Hawk used at the 1999 X Games to land the first ever 900 sold for $1.15 million. How many rotations is 900?
Ooh, 18.
Math teacher, doing the maths.
Five.
Question number five. Golden from K-pop Demon Hunters is still the number one song in the country, and it's going to be performed tonight on The Tonight Show. What is the name of the group who sings Golden in the movie?
Hendrix.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are we learning in class these days?
We are doing rigid transformations and congruence.
Do you know what that means, Carson?
I know nothing about what you just said. You might as well be speaking Latin.
That was like Elvish to me.
Right? Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Brittany, our math teacher, got 4 out of 5 right.
Well done, friend.
Yes.
Thank you.
I believe that's 80%. Is it?
That is. Mm.
These are tough, Kennedy. Question number one. It was 24 years ago today in 2001. Jennifer Lopez married her second husband, Chris Judd. They were divorced in January of 2003. Who was her most recent marriage to?
Ben Affleck.
All right. That's correct. Tied to one. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got married Saturday. Guests included Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Paul Rudd, SZA, and countless others. True or false? Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift do not have a song together. True or false? Excuse me.
True.
They have several songs together. 2-1 for Brittany. Question number three. Former Office castmates Kate Flannery and Oscar Nunez won the $1 million question on the season finale of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Oscar has a new Office spinoff show on Peacock. What is it called?
The Paper.
3-2. Question number four. The skateboard that Tony Hawk used at the 1999 X Games to land the first ever 900 sold for $1.15 million. How many rotations is a 900?
Three.
Hey, you know you're still on the air, right?
We can hear you.
I would have gotten there because I know 360, 360, 360, and then a half would be 180. So the math was, I was doing the math.
Yes.
But I concur.
Kenny, we're going to need you to show your work.
Right here.
2.5 was correct, Brittany. Unfortunately, you said five when it was
your you were
turn.
Thinking 180s.
Tied at three, question number five. Golden from K-pop Demon Hunters is still the number one song in the country, and it's going to be performed live tonight at the Tonight Show, Kennedy.
I'm so excited.
What is the name of the group who sings Golden in the movie?
Huntrix.
That is correct. You Tony Hawked it. 4-4 is the final score with the tie. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, you don't get the money, but you did get yourself a pair of concert tickets. Jesse McCartney, October 7th at the Orpheum Theater. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Amazing. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Brittany. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Brittany from Bellingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kimmy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveway event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Ann from Malden.
Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Kennedy.
Hello.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Ann?
Oh, yes, please. Kennedy, could you leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $1,000.
Big money.
I almost forgot it was $1,000. I was going to say 100 again. So a chance to win $1,000. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Kennedy has gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have split after 19 years of marriage. They shared 2 daughters together, 14 and 17. Nicole has been married once before for 11 years to who?
Tom Cruise.
Mario and Luigi top a list of the best video game duos of all time. Sonic and Tails came in 2nd, and Ash and Pikachu are in 3rd. What type Pokemon is Pikachu?
I have no idea. Sorry.
Question number 3. Bad Bunny says he's relieved the big news is out about the Super Bowl halftime show, because he's been keeping it a secret for a while now. Which of these 3 pop icons has not performed at the Super Bowl halftime show? Mariah Carey, Beyonce, or Madonna?
Mariah Carey.
Question number 4. The founding father of Auto-Tune, T-Pain, was born today 41 years ago. What does the T in T-Pain stand for?
Terrible.
How dare you?
Hot
now I'm fired up
Tuesday.
Again. Now I'm fired up again.
Question number five. An astrologer paired each zodiac sign with a Halloween movie. For Gemini, it's Hocus Pocus. Virgo is Ghostbusters. And Aries is Friday the 13th. We are currently in Libra season. What is the symbol for Libra?
The scales.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Whew. All right, here we go. Yes, if you missed the big announcement, we are now giving away $1,000 for the 745 Campy Kennedy, as well still doing $1,000 for the 945 Campy Kennedy.
Pretty freaking cool.
Yep. Kennedy and from Malden, who is getting ready to go for a morning walk. Do you do a morning walk every day?
Every other day, because I'm retired.
Good for you.
That's nice.
Yeah!
And got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
Oh, okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have split after 19 years together. They have 2 daughters, 14 and 17. Nicole had been married once before for 11 years to who?
Tom Cruise.
Tied at 1. Mario and Luigi top a list of the best video game duos of all time. Sonic and Tails in 2nd, and Ash and Pikachu are 3rd. What type of Pokemon is Pikachu?
A yellow one.
Electric.
That's not wrong.
He's electric, Kennedy.
It's electric. Pika, pika.
1-1. Question number 3. Bad Bunny says he's relieved the big news that is out about the Super Bowl halftime show because he's been keeping it secret for a while. Which of these 3 pop icons has not performed at the Super Bowl halftime show? Mariah Carey, Beyonce, or Madonna?
Mariah Carey.
I saw today, too, is like the 30th anniversary of her first album or something, or her first number one song. Something like that. Tied at 2, question number 4. The founding father of auto-tune, T-Pain, was born today 41 years ago. What does the T in T-Pain stand for?
Tallahassee.
Yes.
That is correct. I don't know if you could sit next to me all those years and not absorb that at some point.
Anne said terrible, Kennedy.
Oh, come on now.
3-2. Question number 5. An astrologer paired each zodiac sign with a Halloween movie. For Gemini, Hocus Pocus, Virgo, Ghostbusters, Aries, Friday the 13th. We are currently in Libra season. What is the symbol for Libra?
Oh. Scales?
Wow. Pretty good, Kennedy. Pretty good. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Anne. You don't get the
$1,000.
But we do appreciate you listening and calling in to play this morning.
Thank you.
Please listen to more T-Pain in your retirement downtime.
He has a great voice, honestly.
Go listen to Buy You a Drink while you walk. Maybe All I Do Is Win.
Go listen to, what was that classic rock song he did a few years ago?
He covered War Pigs by Ozzy.
And it was amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, go look up War Pigs from T-Pain. It's very good. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'll check it out. I'm Ann from Malden, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no. Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Alex from Haverhill.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Apparently, she's stuck behind a porta potty truck driving in this morning. That's crappy.
I was waiting for it.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
So you understand how this works? There are five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 6,288 wins, 459 losses. That's a lot of questions, Dan.
I've written a lot of questions.
She's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The new Superman movie just had the biggest 10-day viewership on HBO Max since 2023 when this Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling movie came out on the platform. Name that movie.
Oh, God, I don't know. They're not strong.
Question number two. Kristen Bell said on her husband's podcast that she wishes she had fooled around with more guys before she got married. Who's she married to?
Oh, my God. I don't know his name. I can see his face. Oh, I don't know. I'm not even going to try.
It's a weird thing to say to your spouse. Like, I could see sitting around with your girlfriend saying, man, I wish I'd have... But to say it to your spouse on a podcast?
Well, she's probably very comfortable with where they are in their relationship.
I guess. It's still weird to say out loud. And I say everything out loud, Dan. Question number three. Lacey Chabert? Chabert? I don't know how to pronounce her last name. I apologize. She turns 43 today. She played Gretchen Wiener in Mean Girls. Which word did she keep trying to make happen?
Fetch.
Reading Rainbow is returning to PBS, but with a new host, Michael the Librarian. There will also be special guests, including John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, who hosted the original Reading Rainbow for 21 years.
Oh, my God. That was my generation. This is hard. I don't know.
Question number five. In the Voice episode that aired last night, whose face is on the socks that Michael Bublé is wearing?
I don't know.
Do you know any of the coaches on The Voice?
No, I don't have cable.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's on the internet, too.
You can stream it.
Yeah, it streams. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Alex from Haverhill. Are you still stuck behind the porta potty? We good?
No, I'm out of that poopy situation.
I believe Alex got one out of five.
Sooch.
Alex doesn't have cable, Kennedy, so it was a rough go.
Neither
for
do
her.
I.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yep.
The new Superman movie just had the biggest 10-day viewership on HBO Max since 2023 when this Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling movie came to the platform. Name the movie.
Barbie.
Barbie is it. 1-0.
Oh, snippet.
Did you say, oh, snippets?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I say around the kids. Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that. Kristen Bell said on her husband's podcast, she wishes she had fooled around with more guys before she got married. Who's Kristen married to?
Dax Shepard.
2-0. Question number three. Lacey Chabert?
Chabert.
43 today. She played Gretchen Wiener in Mean Girls. Which word did she keep trying to make happen?
Fetch.
Her hair is full of secrets.
I don't think my dad, the inventor of toaster strudel.
3-1, question number four. Reading Rainbow is returning to PBS, but with a new host, Michael the Librarian. There will also be special guests, including John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, who hosted the original Reading Rainbow for 21 seasons.
LeVar Burton.
4-1, question number five. in the Voice episode that aired last night, whose face is on the socks that Michael Bublé is wearing?
Oh, man. I don't know. I went and watched recaps and everything.
Well, you've got, what, four coaches to choose from?
Oh, you didn't say that part?
No, that wasn't part of the question.
Oh. Well, I take it back.
Niall.
It was Reba.
Hmm.
The answer's always Reba.
The one time I don't say Reba.
The answer's always Reba.
It's not, though. My answer's always Reba, and it's wrong.
Snoop Dogg socks would look cool.
For Shizzle. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Alex. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a $250 gift card from The Voice. All-star coaches Michael Bublé, Snoop Dogg, Niall Horan, and Reba McEntire reclaim their red chairs for an all-new season of The Voice. The Voice Blind auditions continue tonight at 8 on NBC 10 Boston. So you enjoy that
Woo!
Gift. I know. Now you're a fan of The Voice. Now you're going to watch.
Got to watch it now.
There you go. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Alex from Haverhill, clearly uncultured, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Rich from Georgetown. Excuse me.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, good.
Rich, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
Have you played before, Rich?
Yes.
How'd you do?
I lost.
Okay, $1,000 on the line right now. We can get it done, okay?
Okay.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Answer more right than Kennedy. You win that money. She's over in that soundproof studio, and she can't hear any of these questions or your answers. Are you ready?
I am.
Jason Tatum's injury recovery is apparently going very well, but one person that doesn't seem to be coming back to the Celtics is this Dominican player who was married to a former Miss Universe. Who is he?
Al Horford.
Axl Rose is a half-human, half-robot in a new cyberpunk graphic novel series. It's called Axl Rose, Appetite for Destruction. It's a good title. He's the lead singer of which band?
Guns N' Roses.
You're right in Richard Wheelhouse, these first two.
A new Simpsons movie will hit theaters in 2027. Name the three kids from The Simpsons.
Okay, Bart, Maggie, and Lisa.
Question number 4. Bad Bunny says he got the call about the Super Bowl halftime show while he was in the middle of a workout. Who is the rapper that curates the Super Bowl halftime show? Who is in the background talking, giving you the answers?
Who's in the background? I don't know.
All right, question number 5. Is there somebody with you, Rich?
No.
No?
No.
Huh.
That was me.
Okay. Question number 5. It seems their relationship has been confirmed by the couple. Sydney Sweeney was seen holding hands at Universal Studios Halloween Nights with her new boyfriend. Which record executive is he?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Sydney Sweeney was seen holding hands at Universal Studios Halloween Nights with which record executive?
Well, I don't know that one.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
We were in his wheelhouse and then we weren't in his wheelhouse.
It happens that way.
It does.
I believe a wise man once said, sometimes it'd be like that.
Kennedy, Rich from Georgetown got 3 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Jason Tatum's injury recovery apparently going very well, but one person that doesn't seem to be coming back to the Celtics is this Dominican player who is married to a former Miss Universe. Who is he?
I don't know.
Al Horford.
Oh, right. You guys were talking about that.
Apparently
yesterday.
He's going to the Golden State Warriors.
There you go.
Boo. Remember LaToya Edwards, that whole...
I remember it now.
Yeah, sure. All right, 1-0 for Rich. Axl Rose is a half-human, half-robot in a new cyberpunk graphic novel series. It's called Axl Rose Appetite for Destruction. He's the lead singer of which band?
Guns N' Roses.
Apparently, it's set in a neon-drenched paradise city.
Heyo.
See that? 2-1, question number 3. A new Simpsons movie will hit theaters in 2027. Name the three kids from The Simpsons.
Bart, Lisa, and Maggie.
3-2. Some people are saying it's because of the separation of Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. That the first movie was released 19 years ago when they got married, and now the second movie is coming out because they got divorced.
Nobody is saying that.
Absolutely not.
The internet is
not
saying it, Dan. It's
soul
true.
Saying that.
3-2 right now for Rich. Question number 4. Bad Bunny says he got the call about the Super Bowl halftime show while he was in the middle of a workout. Who is the rapper that curates the Super Bowl halftime show?
Jay-Z.
It is Jay-Z. 3-3. Question number 5.
You bummed Rich out by getting that right.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
It seems their relationship has been confirmed by the couple, Kennedy. Sydney Sweeney was seen holding hands at Universal Studios Halloween nights with her record executive boyfriend. Who is he?
Scooter Braun.
It is Scooter
Braun.
Do
better, Sydney. Yeah.
Boo this man.
Good job, Kennedy.
Good job.
Yep. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Rich, you don't get the money, but listen, we do appreciate you listening and calling into play again this morning.
You're a good dude.
Okay. You are.
Yep.
Good job. Good job as always. Okay.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy, Rich?
Rich, can't beat her again.
Succinct.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.